Welcome to Body Sculpt of New York, 6 weeks to fitness podcast, where we hope to inform, motivate, encourage, and inspire you towards living a healthier lifestyle. And now, here's your host, the president of Body Sculpt of New York, Vince Ferguson.
Hi, I'm Vince Ferguson. Welcome to 6 Weeks of Fitness, episode number 107. Thank you so much for tuning in. Joining me shortly on today's show is Jabir Jada Body Bryan, a certified personal trainer and owner of Secret Formula Fitness out of Hillside, New Jersey. Now, if you're seeking marketing strategies and techniques on ways to put on a quality event with limited funds, then taking my course, How to Create A-List Events on a Shoestring Budget, a step-by-step guide to attracting athletes, celebrities, and sponsors on a small budget just might be one of the best business decisions you've ever made. It comes with a 100% 30-day money-back guarantee. For more information, visit www.6weeksoffitness.com and click on the Create A-List Events page. Jabir Jada Body Bryan is a college graduate with an associate's degree in marketing and a Bachelor of Arts in Business Management and Bachelor's of Science in Exercise Science from Rutgers University. Jay is also a certified personal trainer, NASM Fitness Nutrition Specialist, and the owner of Secret Formula Fitness, which is located in Hillside, but was actually started out of his trunk, out of the trunk of his car. I first became aware of Jay while searching for interesting weight loss stories on Instagram. While there, I came across a page where a young woman was posting her before and after picture and praising her trainer, Jada Body, for her success. So I had to find out more about the man behind this woman's success. And so here today to talk about his company, Secret Formula Fitness, is Jada Body. Jay, how are you?
How are you doing? How are you doing?
I'm good, man. Thank you so much for coming on the show. I definitely appreciate this.
Hey, thank you for having me, man. Thank you for having me.
Okay, but now before we talk about your business, let's talk a little bit about you, Jay, okay? Just a little bit about you. Where did you grow up, and what was your childhood like?
All right, so I'm from Irvington, New Jersey. It's really close to Newark, New Jersey. A lot of people have heard of Newark, New Jersey. I went to school in Irvington and grew up in Irvington my whole life. Also went to Irvington High School where I played football, high school football, and from there, that's when, but basically I played sports through my whole life, basketball, baseball, used to wrestle, used to bowl, used to, run track, used to play all the different sports, but, the one thing that, from an urban area that they don't really teach you, that I realized, at an older age was nutrition. So, you can play all these different sports, but if you don't know nutrition, it's kind of almost pointless because, you got to make sure you're eating the proper foods for the proper nutrients, So, from there, I was in, went to high school, Irvington High School, and basically I was playing football for all 4 years. And, basically the one thing that sometimes happens to people is, you're at a school, and if you're not the best player, for example, I wasn't one of the best players at Irvington High School, and
right.
I was always in the fitness, so everyone knew me for being, strongest dude in high school or, always having muscles, but when it came down to football, I was okay player, but
okay.
So the coaches, they would really target the best players, and when they target the best players, it wouldn't really leave room for the okay players or the players that have really good grades, they'll just sometimes bypass them, so I was one of the people that were, or should I say was, bypassed. And,
right.
I had good grades, but I didn't have, I wasn't really the greatest player. And I got playing time, but I didn't get much playing time. So, one senior came, I had my playing time. I had my highlights, but it wasn't as extensive as some of the players that played all 4 years or whatever like that. So, one senior came, I was trying to decide what college I wanted to go to. I got a lot of college letters from, Michigan State, UConn, went on a visit to Fordham University, which is in the Bronx. I went to a lot of different, a couple of visits and stuff like that. But my issue was, just trying to get into the schools. I went on the visits, but it seemed like the coaches didn't push for certain players. So to make the story short, they didn't really push for me. And I ended up not knowing where I was going in college. not knowing where I was going to go to college. So I ended up calling one of my good friends, Bernard Antwi. When I called Bernard Antwi, I said, what's going on, man? What school are you going to, man? Because I still don't know what school I'm going to. And he was in the same situation. He was actually a great player, and they still didn't look out for him. So he was at a point where he didn't know what school he was going to go to. So he didn't know what school he was going to go to. This was like in the middle of the school year, senior year. So you're supposed to know where you're going already. And we didn't know. So basically he told me that, well, he found out he didn't know what college he was going to go to. And then he said he might just go to a JUCO, junior college, named Hudson Valley. And Hudson Valley is located in Troy, New York, upstate New York. And basically it's a community college. It's a junior college. A lot of players go to JUCOs or junior colleges if they don't have good grades or high SAT scores. So, you know, he said he's going to Hudson Valley. So I said, all right, cool. I'm going to check it out, do some research and see, and I might come with you. So I did my research, checked out Hudson Valley, and I said, okay, hey, I don't have no other options. Let's just do it. So I just went on ahead and applied and got accepted. And, you know, me and Bernard ended up becoming roommates at Hudson Valley Community College. And that's when everything really started as far as, you know, football, not football, but, you know, as far as college and everything like that. And, you know, we went up there, we played some football. And the one story I always want to tell everyone, even in my grand opening for my fitness facility, I told everyone this short little story about once I got to Hudson Valley, I had to take the entry-level test. So I had to take the entry-level test for Hudson Valley Community College, and I didn't really do well on the math part of the test. But the one thing I want everyone to make sure you guys listen and remember what I say is they'll make you – so if you don't do well on a math test or – English entry level test, they'll try to make you take a remedial class.
Right.
So if you take a remedial class, that will extend your graduation date by a couple of maybe a semester or two. So I didn't do well in the math part. So he told me, oh, hey, you didn't do well in the math part. You got to take the math exam. I mean, the math remedial class. And I was with my mother. My mother let me run the show all the time, and she know I'm going to, you know, whatever I decide, I'm a decisive person, and I make the right decision most of the time. So I told him, no, I'm not taking any remedial classes. I'm only taking classes that's going to my graduation. So he said, okay, if you refuse, you have to sign a consent form and sign this form saying that you refuse, and I offer the remedial classes before you do math, the regular math classes. So me and my mother signed those forms, and just for that, he just lit a fire in me. And a lot of people, it's easy. I'm going to get to this point, too, but, like, I'm going to tell you guys about how I have a chip on my shoulder as well.
Hmm.
So, you know, he said, you know, so basically, from there, I got my, oh, yeah, so I signed the form, the consent form, me and my mother. And once we signed the form, you know, basically I was saying that, you know, I refuse to take the math courses and everything like that. And I also told him that I'm going to graduate in a year and a half. He said, oh, I've never seen that happen before. No one can graduate in a year and a half from a community college. And I said, watch me do it, right?
Wow.
So, you know, I was playing at Hudson Valley. It was an okay experience, but I really didn't like it. So I ended up not finishing through. And I finished the season, then I didn't continue the next season. But, you know, basically, I would say I was taking about 18 to 24 credits every semester. Didn't take a summer off at Hudson Valley. And I graduated a year and a half, and I walked back into the counselor's office.
Yeah.
And he was like, wow. And he said, and the BS he told me was, I knew you could do it. So I'm like, wow. I remember you telling me you never seen it happen before, and, you know, it can't be done. So got a little short story just to tell you that somebody might tell you that you can't have something done or that you can't do something. But if you believe in yourself and you do whatever it takes, you will get and you will make it happen.
Nice.
That's one part of the story. So, you know, from there, I applied to, rewind a little bit, but at Hudson Valley, before I graduated, I was applying to a couple different colleges. I applied to Rutgers University, University of South Carolina, the University of Maryland. And those are only three schools I applied to. And fortunately, I was accepted into all three.
Wow.
So I decided to come back to New Jersey, go to Rutgers. So I went on to Rutgers, and since I was a major, marketing major at Hudson Valley, and I got my associate's in marketing, I was checking out majors, trying to decide what major I want to do. And I seen that the business was fine because I already had business credits, so I could transfer those over. And I was just looking at other majors, trying to see what else can I combine. So then I looked over and I seen that exercise science and business management had courses that you had to take that were similar. So, of course, you had to take the maths and the sciences, chemistry and the bios and stuff like that, organic chemistry, and you also had to take macro, micros and stuff like that. So I said, okay, I'm going to double major in these two. So I ended up doing exercise science and business management at Rutgers. I was doing about 18, 21 credits at Rutgers. I had to get the dean to sign off on some of the credits because once you hit a certain level of credits, you got to get signed off by the dean. So basically, you know, I got the all the credits signed off that I wanted to take that was extra. And just was knocking them out, taking summer classes, just punching them all in the face as hard as I can, you know, just doing whatever it takes to hurry up and graduate. Because my mission was now just to hurry up and graduate. And I was trying to play football at Rutgers, but that didn't work out as well. So it was just now like, okay, I can't get rich from being I'm not going to be successful by playing football, so I'm going to be a successful business owner. So that was in my head. So I just thought of that in my head, and I was just trying to hurry up and graduate. And I finally graduated in 2012 from Rutgers University with my bachelor's degree in exercise science and business management. And from graduating from, you know, Rutgers University, I started off at Parisi Speed School, which is like a facility where you train like a lot of high-profile athletes. You train doing agility, strength training, all that good stuff. I was there for a while, a couple months. And then after Parisi Speed School, I had went on to before Parisi Speed School, I was at Robert Wood Johnson Fitness and Wellness Center in Old Bridge. So I was there for a while. I was a marketing manager doing marketing, promoting different events. So, I went to school for marketing and business, so I already knew, like, some marketing, and I wanted to get some more experience. So I was at Robert Wood Johnson Fitness and Wellness Center doing some marketing and just learning and soaking up as much as I can.
Right.
And after Robert Wood Johnson, I went to Parisi Speed School. And Parisi Speed School was like a facility where you train a lot of high-profile athletes, high school, a lot of NFL players come there to train for the combine. Of course, I wasn't trained to train the NFL athletes. I was getting ready for the combine, but I was there to watch and learn, which is very important. I recommend everyone to try to learn as much as you can, because when you're in your early 20s, that's the learning stages of everything. If you don't learn, it's going to be really hard for you to do things, or you're just going to guess and mess up a lot. I was at Parisi, learning and training and stuff like that. And then from Parisi Speed School, I went on to, a place called Nobody Denied, which is a facility in Springfield, New Jersey. And that's where I had a manager named Ryan. And when I say he's one of the best sales guys and trainers I've ever met, I mean, he was a machine, you know, and he basically, I was already a machine, but he just put me on another level by, you know, having me do a lot of sales, a lot of personal training. Anyone that come in that facility, he would just push me towards, you know, bring me with him and teach me. And I would just sit back and watch. And then he would have me do it myself, go through the presentation to the sales, to the whole workout. And that's what really matters when you're really trying to start a business, because you got to know sales, you got to know how to do presentation, you got to know how to greet the people, overcome objections, and much more.
Yes.
So, you know, that was basically my whole learning process right there when I was at Nobody Denied. And when I was at Nobody Denied, I obtained over 60 clients and did about 300 sessions a month.
Wow.
And that's what really got me into, like, machine mode.
Yes.
And, me and Nobody Denied eventually part ways. And that's when I started my company, Secret Formula Fitness. And Secret Formula Fitness was a company that was out of the trunk of my car. I actually started training from different parks, like Weekway Park, Wansesson Park, Branchbrook Park, which is North New Jersey. And I was training at these parks. I would have my equipment in my trunk. I just park my car, take my equipment out of the trunk, lay a mat out, and we'll get it, you know, we'll get to work. And I also had like an in-home gym in my house, and also would train in my backyard. And I also traveled to clients, but it got to the point where my clientele grew so rapidly that I couldn't even travel and make it to everyone in time, because it was like overlapping hours and stuff like that. So I said, I got to get a facility. So, you know, a lot of people started to, you know, hear about me back then because of my clients' results. Like, I had clients, even at Nobody Denied, I had one client lose 110 pounds in 10 months. And then when I was training on my own at Super Formal Fitness, I had about my first flyer, I got about 9 people on my flyer, and that's like the first generation of clients. And I had clients lose 90 pounds in 9 months, 80 pounds in 8 months, 70 pounds in 7 months.
Nice.
And this is all just strictly exercise and nutrition. There's no surgeries and none of that stuff.
Yes.
You know, once I was able to get that, you know, those great results without a facility, I said, man, if I get a facility, it's going to be even more results.
Definitely.
So, you know, I started to spread the word to my clients that I was looking for a location. And, you know, once I was telling everyone I was looking for a location, you know, I actually told one of my good friends, Coach Anthony Belton. And once I told him that I was looking for a facility, he said he'll have his eye out. And I said, all right. And I told my clients as well that I was looking for a facility. And once I, you know, finally, well, basically, yeah, I was looking for a facility. So I was telling my clients that. And then Coach Belton actually called me and was like, Jay, you're not going to believe it. I said, what's up? He said, I found a facility for you. I found a location. It's right in Hillside. I said, all right, I'm going to go check it out. Send me the address and information. So he sent me the address and information probably that day. And I think I went to go check it out the next day. And I seen it. I seen the parking. It has free parking.
Nice.
Big lot. It's right next door to Domino's Pizza. So, you know, anywhere Domino's is, it's a lot of traffic.
Exactly.
So I thought about it from a business standpoint, because any Domino's, they have like, they usually track their traffic before they put a location somewhere. So I said, they track their traffic and they're spotted right here, it's going to be a lot of traffic coming in and out. So I said, all right. And then I liked the inside of the space. It wasn't too small, wasn't too big, and it was good enough to start off with. And then I liked all the numbers as far as all the financials. But me and, the landlord went over everything. So I said, hey, this is it. Close the deal. I actually closed the deal the same day I checked it out. I didn't even waste no time because it was something that was on the market that I couldn't even believe was on the market.
Wow.
And, you know, I closed that deal, and that was about 2015 in October 16th, I believe. Let me make sure. I think it was October 16th. I mean, actually, October 11th, 2015 was my grand opening for my facility, Secret Formula Fitness. And, you know, now it's, what's today? Today's August 8th, 9th. August 9th, 2017, and, you know, the Secret Formula Fitness is booming. I have clients booked up from the time I start to the time I finish my day.
Mm.
I got a total of 21 clients on my website, down from 20 pounds to 110 pounds. And I was just actually calculating the amount of clients and weight that I have, my clients have down. It's over 1,000 pounds. So
wow.
It's over 1,000 pounds and over 21 clients, and all my clients. And all went through my Secret Formula Fitness Roadmap to Success program.
Mm.
And, you know, now it's just to the point where I have one girl that's an intern, and I'm actually looking to build a team of trainers and just build an unstoppable force in the fitness industry.
Yes.
And I also have a lot of good friends. I also have a lot of good friends when I went to the LA Expo and I was networking. So, you know, I just been networking and trying to build a strong team. And also shout out to my business partner for my supplement line, Vid, Tyreek Harris. He's a great, great, great business partner and mentor, and he actually helped me with a lot of my fitness personal training brand. So, you know, we were partners before that for other ventures, but since he was mentoring me and giving me so much advice and information for my personal training supplement line, I mean, personal training line, I said line, my personal training company,
yes.
I eventually partnered up with him with the supplement line. So me and him are partners just on the supplement line because he was giving me so much tips and advice for my personal training company. So I said, you know what? We're going to start a company from scratch and we're going to be partners. So that was my thanks of appreciation by me and him partnering up with Secret Formula Nutrition. So Tyreek Harris, a big nickname, he's my business partner for Secret Formula Nutrition. And he also is a big, big, big part of just giving me advice and information for my personal training company. And I always tell people that, you know, when starting a company, it's not just, you know, saying you're a trainer, getting a couple of clients, thinking you know nutrition and thinking that's it. You actually have to have some type of education, education from college or, you know, school. So I have my associate degree in marketing, bachelor's degree in exercise science and business management. I also have my NASM certification. So I know a lot about nutrition. And I have my fitness nutrition specialist certification from NASM. And plus, I was working at a couple of different facilities, so it's not like I started a company just from scratch. A lot of people, I try to tell people that, and I also have a consulting tab on my website, jadedbody.com, anyone needs any type of consulting for starting a fitness brand or fitness facility or any type of help, any type of website or web design or anything like that, I can definitely help you out.
Nice.
I'll give you some great ideas and stuff like that. And so basically, you know, the fitness personal training company, C Performer Fitness company, has been booming. It's been great. And it's not about me. It's about my clients. I always tell everyone my company is not about me. You won't see too many pictures of me on my website or on Facebook or Instagram. You'll see more of my clients and you'll see motivational quotes. So, you know, I'm trying to inspire others. I'm not trying to just be cocky and show my body and show off my body, because, of course, I can show my body and show I have abs. But if I can show other people I got abs or other people got results, then you're going to really believe that the system is true. Because a lot of people on social media nowadays want to show that they have abs. Okay, you got abs. That's cool. But can you have 5 people get abs or 20 pounds? Can you have 10 people? Can you have 15? Can you have 20 people? That's when you really know that you have a system. And that's why I try to let people know also, it's not about promoting yourself. It's about promoting your clients and making sure people see people like them. People want to see people they can relate to. So if you have one 300-pound client that lost 110 pounds, then you want to have more 300-pound clients when it comes to you to lose 110 pounds. But if you're promoting yourself, then you might get people that's similar to yourself or that's trying to get like you, but it's not the same response. So that's one great tip I'm going to give you guys. And, you know, I also have the supplement line, Secret Formula Nutrition, which is the supplement line. And basically, me and my business partner, so far, we have about one supplement, which is called Inferno Shred. It's a fat burner. It's in stores all around the country. And you can also go to secretformulanutrition.com and check out the fat burner. And I'm going to give you guys a couple of things about the supplement. It's made out of a veggie capsule. A lot of people don't realize or know that some pills or capsules are made out of pork. So that's one great thing I always tell everyone. My capsules are made out of veggie capsules.
Nice.
It also helps with weight management, energy, mental focus, clarity. It also has an ingredient called Capsimax. And Capsimax is an ingredient where basically it has studies shown that it helps with obesity, reducing obesity. It also has a diuretic. A lot of women sometimes put on a lot of water weight throughout the month. So it's really helpful for people that have water weight, or if you want to flush out your system, or if you have high blood pressure, sometimes a diuretic is fine. But if you have high blood pressure, I wouldn't really recommend you taking a fat burner. I would recommend you consulting with a doctor first before taking a fat burner, because it can actually be worse if you have high blood pressure. It also helps with appetite control, water reduction. It also has an ingredient called raspberry ketone. So that's secretformulanutrition.com, and you can visit that. And just for listening, for all you listeners out there, I want to say use code BURNFAT40 for a nice little discount. That's just my thank you of appreciation for you listening to this podcast. And, you know, that was basically a little bit about me and the company and everything that's going on so far.
Yeah, but that's amazing, man. And you said so far because you have a long road ahead of you. I mean, you're young. You're just getting started, right?
Yeah, I'm 27 years old, and I've been in the game for about, 5-6 years now.
Wow. But you have a mission. You have a goal. I mean, you're on your way. You know what you want out of life, right?
Yes, exactly. One of my goals is to actually have Secret Formula Fitness fitnesses all around the country. So I want to eventually have private or franchise facilities all around the country. Maybe a little bit, maybe twice the size of my facility now, so maybe about 2,000, 3,000 square foot of just Secret Formula Fitnesses. So if any investors are listening, definitely contact me. I'm looking for some investors as well. But I'm looking to expand and have facilities all around the country. My system, I always tell everyone, I got a McDonald's system. So it's like wherever I put it, it's going to work. As long as the person just follows the system. And that's what a lot of people don't realize also. A lot of these big companies have systems. They don't just make up this stuff. It's all a system. If you have a system for your program, you'll be successful. But if you don't have a system and you're just free-balling and free, you know, just trying to guess everything, you're going to have a lot of mistakes and a lot of issues. And that's another word and great tip of advice.
Mm. Oh, most definitely. Definitely, man. And now, can you tell my listeners where they can find out more about you? Can they follow you on social media?
Yep. So you can follow me on all social media at JTheBody. If you search Jada Body on any social media platform, you'll be able to find me, except for, well, I only have Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, and LinkedIn. So if you look for me on LinkedIn, it's Jabir Jada Body Bryant, and that's J-A-B-I-R, and that's Brian, B-R-Y-A-N, and then Jada Body is J-A-Y-T-H-E-B-O-D-Y. So it's literally J, the body. And then even if you can't find me on none of the platforms, you can always just search Jada Body or Secret Formula Fitness on Google, and you'll see tons of videos of my clients exercising and great tips and information on health and nutrition. And also, I have a YouTube channel. It's Jada Body as well, or Secret Formula Fitness. And you can also visit Secret Formula Nutrition if you guys are looking for a supplement. Like I said before, it's in all stores. Not all stores, but it's in a lot of stores around the country. But you can also visit the website, secretformulanutrition.com, and use code BurnFat40 for a nice little discount for listening. And that's really it.
Nice. Well, that's a lot. But let me just say that your website is truly amazing. You know, I've been there.
Thank you.
And I noticed that you can actually listen to the weight loss stories from some of your clients.
Yes.
That's truly brilliant. And you're a brilliant marketer.
Thank you.
So, Jay, tell me, you've done so much, man. And, you know, it's amazing how much accomplishments that you have. But did you have any role models growing up? Or who would you attribute to your success, even at this early stage in your life?
Hey, thanks for that. That's a great question, man. You know, basically, I want to thank my mother. You know, she's a single parent. And basically, she always steered me into the right direction, always had me active, playing sports and doing positive things, from playing basketball, baseball, football, running track, wrestling, bowling. And also my grandfather was a great father figure, should I say. And also my business partner, Tariq, he's a great mentor and role model as well, as far as, you know, helping me with business and teaching me things that I didn't learn in college, because certain things you'll learn just by doing it. And he was definitely there, you know, giving me advice and options or things I should try out to see if it works. So basically, that's basically who I would say is, you know, who I would like to really thank. And like I said before, Bernard Antwi, my roommate, for, you know, letting me know what college he was going to. Coach Anthony Belton for, you know, telling me about the location of the facility. And also, I want to thank my Irvington High School coaches, man, because,
nice.
You know, like I told you, I was going to tell you I had a chip on my shoulder. And the chip on my shoulder was that I wasn't, you know, favorite. I wasn't, I didn't get that favorite to be able to go to college, to the right college, or to get a full scholarship, should I say, because of these guys. So I had to work extra hard, 10 times harder, and go to a JUCO and then go to a four-year school. So thank you. Thank you to the coaches as well. Irvington High School, back when I was there in 2004 to 2008. Thank you guys. So those are the people that are my role models, and I would love to thank.
Excellent. So, Jabir Jada Body Bryant, on behalf of Body Scope of New York and 6 Weeks to Fitness, I really want to thank you for coming on my show.
Hey, thank you for having me. And also, remember, I always tell everyone my slogan: results are the only option.
Results are the only option. Excellent. And to my listeners, I truly hope this program was informative, encouraging, and inspiring, and that you will continue tuning in to my 6 Weeks of Fitness podcast. And if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for the show, please leave them on my 6 Weeks of Fitness blog at www.6weeksoffitness.com or email me at vince@6weeks.com. Take care. Bye-bye.